This is Carl from Webcourses Bangkok. I've got some great news for you, and it's in the form of a job board. Now, if you're an existing student of ours, you'll be able to be eligible to do some of the client work that we've got, because we have a lot of businesses and a lot of individuals asking to use our trainees, which means that we'll be bringing you work. So one of the big things that my team and I wanted to do for 2010 is for the courses to offer the trainees another form of income, be it another career or just additional income. So it's been really, really exciting to receive businesses requesting to use our trainees, from small projects to even full-time employment. So we're actually collecting these now. We've got about 5 or 6 different businesses that are giving us projects and or work. So we're hopefully going to be passing them on to our students. Now, what we're going to do is, it will depend on what course you've completed, depending on what project you'll be able to do. I mean, if you have only done the beginner's course, you won't be able to create a fully working, say, e-commerce website. You will have needed to do our e-commerce course. Now, again, that's great for us because it allows us to upsell our courses, but it does mean that we can be confident when we say, right, this trainee can do this job for you. Because we are really passionate about giving quality training. And being an ex-manager myself, I know what I'm looking for when I want to hire someone. It's not someone necessarily who will say yes to everything and is able to do it, but someone who manages my expectations and gives me good, clean, clear advice. It's one thing to be able to do jQuery and Ajax all at the same time in a really flashy sort of way, and it's another to actually know whether you need to do that or not. Now, my next point is actually managing the client expectations on the side of the actual trainee. So if you are thinking of coming into our job board and getting some of the work, please remember to have a good relationship with the client, but sort of, you've got to be very, very careful that they don't get too much work out of you. If you are new to web design, it tends to be one of those things where you just go, right, this is my first project, I'm going to do everything. I want to make my first project perfect. Now, that's all well and good, but you'll find a lot of people don't know really how to work with a web designer and think that they always work for you, and that as soon as they've made your website, forever and a day, you will have to manage it. Well, that's not the case. What you need to do is plan as much as you possibly can, like we cover in the beginner's course for week one, and then give that to the client in a form of a proposal, and then list every single thing you're going to do and maybe what you're not going to do. Once you've finished the site, then start working out a maintenance contract and think about in terms of maybe half an hour. So you'll say, oh, this work will take half an hour, and what you'll do is, if you buy 10 hours of my time, then we can work on that, and it can be a form of a maintenance contract. And then in the future, if you've done the advanced course, you can always say upsell maybe a content management system to them so they can actually manage their site themselves. Anyway, it's really, really exciting to be able to offer extra work and extra income to our students. So not only are they learning new skills, but they're making more money. So keep your eye on our job board, and it'll be up soon. Thanks. Bye.